The next patient is John Clark. The last name is C-L-A-R-K. This is the clinical case of a 82-year-old white male that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2. The patient remains with the serum creatinine that is 1.0 milligrams per cent, and the patient has an estimated EFR that is 67.8. The protein creatinine ratio has increased to 1 gram per gram of creatinine, thank you. And in talking to the patient, he's telling me that the systolic blood pressure has been elevated. This is not related to blood sugar out of control. This is related to hypertension. The patient is going to be recommended to follow a 2 gram sodium diet, restrict the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, and we are going to prescribe irbesartan, 150 milligrams PO daily. The patient is going to call us 1 week after he gets established with the irbesartan in order to determine whether or not we have to increase the dose. Period. Number two, the patient has a fatty liver that is most likely associated with the overweight and varices mellitus. The liver function test, the AST came down to 59, ALT is 97, alkaline phosphatase 72. Somewhat better after the change in the diet. Following number, arterial hypertension that is out of control, we are going to stop the lisinopril and switch him to irbesartan. Period. If the irbesartan has to be increased to 2 tablets a day, we check the potassium 7 days after the change. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a diabetes mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C that is 6.4. Following number, the patient has a uric acid that is 5.9. Remains very controlled. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.